USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have agreed to steps to curtail the influx of Central American migrants into the U.S. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge. Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border.
Also, both countries have agreed to work to improve economic conditions in Central American nations.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
President Trump tweeted, he's indefinitely suspending his plans to impose tariffs on Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hillary Clinton is mourning the death of her brother. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The former First Lady, Secretary of State, and presidential hopeful announcing in a tweet on Saturday that Tony Rodham had passed away on Friday night, although she didn't reveal the cause of death. She says her youngest brother was a kind, generous husband and father who could light up any room with laughter. Rodham is survived by his wife, Megan, and their three children. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nine people were hospitalized in Boston, some seriously, after the derailment of a Green Line MBTA train inside a tunnel near Kenmore Square. WBZ reporter Chris Fama.
The train, as I know, is still stuck on those tracks, and I did witness some transit police and MBTA officials walking back up into the tunnel, so to speak, to check out the train and try to assess what had happened.
No word yet on the cause of the derailment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A major election season event is being held in Iowa this weekend. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Nearly all the Democratic presidential candidates are there for one of the biggest events of the election season so far. Iowa's Hall of Fame dinner on Sunday in Cedar Rapids will draw over 1,000 Democrats and dozens of media members. Frontrunner Joe Biden is the only major candidate skipping the event. The dinner will cap a full weekend in Iowa that's included candidate appearances all around the state and a candidate forum at a Pride Festival Saturday in Des Moines. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to published reports, the White House tried to stop a State Department senior intelligence analyst from talking facts about climate change science in congressional testimony this week. Norman Ornstein with the American Enterprise Institute says that was very bold.
In this case, what made it so unusual is it was facts, basic facts about what's happening in the climate that are widely believed and have been vetted through science.
The analyst was eventually allowed to talk to Congress, but the administration refused to allow his written testimony to be put into the congressional record. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.